Hello, this is Scott Corbin. I'm one of the pastors at Clay Community Church in Clay, New York, and it is my pleasure to be your pastor for the day. Today, I would like to share with you a passage that I know you probably know very well, very familiar at this time of year, right here at Christmas time. This is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He'll be great when we call the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Like I said, I know you know this passage well. You've heard it many times. Maybe you've heard it every Christmas time, every year. I just want to point out a few things. The first thing I wanted to note is that this passage is about grace, God's grace. The angel Gabriel tells Mary that she is a favored one, that she has found favor in the eyes of God. That word favor comes from the word for grace. Mary, you are graced. And she is so confused by the situation that instead of being comforted, she's troubled. And the angel goes on to explain, one, you don't need to be afraid, and two, God is going to do this amazing thing for you, in you, through you. He is going to give you a son, and this son is going to be so special. This son is going to be great. This son is going to be Son of the Most High. This son is going to sit on a throne, the throne of his father David. And Mary hears all of that, and she immediately wonders, how? I'm a virgin. And she understands that Gabriel's not talking about someday after she's married, that he's talking about right now. How can this be? And he goes on to explain, of course, that God himself and the Holy Spirit would come upon her and overshadow her with power, and that this thing would happen. We have to understand, Mary is an unimportant person in an unimportant village of Nazareth, and her status depends upon her marriageability. And now she's going to have a baby without a husband. Sometimes God's grace seems confusing, perplexing, maybe even puts us in a hard situation. But God uses this thing that's happening, that seems at first so confusing, so hard, just not understandable, and he turns it around and says, "I'm going to bring the Messiah through you, Mary." There's so much more that we could say, but I love that thought, that God's grace, though it sometimes allows things that are difficult, that are trying. God's grace is always real grace. It's always gracious. It's always good. And we can trust him for that, even when we don't understand how it's going to play out, or it might affect us negatively, or seem to. But the response, the right response to God's grace, is a humble, submissive faith. Okay, Lord, I trust you. You're good. You have graced me. And whatever comes, let it be to me what you have willed. Bring out of it what is good and right and best for your people and for your glory. Remember that this Christmas time, that it is about God's grace. I hope that this is a blessing to you. I hope that you are trusting, you are resting in the Son that came, the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, this is Scott Corbin, pastor of Clay Community Church in Clay, New York. It is my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.